Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden.
Howdy.
And we're having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Douglas Lambert. And Dr. Douglas is with Northwell. And I don't know if you've got the gist, but Dr. Lambert is on the younger side, which is terrific. Because in my mind, especially in what we're talking about for Project Independence, we want younger people that care. Because the audience we deal with is senior. And if we have seniors dealing with seniors, at one point it's over. We have young people like Doug who cares and is open to working with a senior. Nothing lets you go home more comfortable than saying the guy listened to me, the guy answered my questions, and I'm happy. Guess what? Some of the people, you're not going to like the answer. But that's life. He's going to give you the answer. That's the answer. I mean, some of it's going to be a cold. You talked about vial, and other times it's going to be, guess what? You know, make sure everything's squared away. Dr. Lambert, Doug, when you're going in, that was wrong. His name is not Dr. Lambert, Doug. When you're going in to a doctor's appointment, other than just going in for a physical, which means, you know, whatever you find, I don't have a particular pain. But if I'm going in specifics, should I do my best to write everything down, every little symptom I have, if I want to see you because I'm not sleeping or whatever it is, I'm not comfortable?
Yeah, I think the more you know about your health, the more you know the medicines you take and the doses you take and your obviously things like allergies and surgeries that you've had, you know, the smoother the visit's going to go, for sure. When you don't have those things, it takes a few minutes for your physician to go through your past medical record in the computer and make sure that, you know, we don't make any mistakes.
Right.
Obviously, we'll double check that stuff ourselves, but to get things started, it's really helpful when you know as much as you do. And if you don't, then, you know, ask about it and we'll go through it together.
It's too easy to forget. I should have mentioned the things that bother me when I saw the doctor. Write it down.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So if you go in with a list of your priorities, that's utterly essential. The patients that I had in residency who would come in and they'd have a list of their concerns, those would be by far the most productive visits. It also helps, as a patient, it helps you organize your thoughts. You look at your list and you go through it and then you say, oh, this is actually the most important thing for me to go over. So it helps you prioritize.
Exactly.
You know, it's so funny. I'm just listening and thinking this. I'm a financial advisor. That's my real job.
Okay.
And people come in to go over a review a couple of times a year with all the questions.
Mm-hmm.
What am I getting for this? What's the yield? How much am I earning? What did I make, etc. People going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
When they sit down with a travel agent, you know, how many pina coladas are included in this package? How many in the next? I swear to God, you know it.
Yeah.
But when they come in to you, it's like, let me start thinking now that I'm sitting in front of a doctor.
Yep.
When you have a waiting room full of people.
Yeah.
And it's very tough to turn around and say, okay, we're kind of finished here. When they have, wait a minute, what happens if this happens? Well, you got to do your homework. And you're going to get a much better consultation.
Yeah.
With you, if they give you everything.
Yeah, go ahead.
One of the things I've noticed over the years has been developing, well, not when I was young.
Yep.
You see, not a PA, but the assistant, who's going to ask you questions.
Right.
Why are you here?
Mm.
So when the doctor comes in the room, he or she has some idea of why you're there, you know, assuming it's a new patient.
Yeah, that's absolutely a helpful thing that happens. It can make more time for you as a patient sometimes, I think, but that's helpful.
That was a really good development. Really.
Yeah. Something I wanted to mention is that if you as a patient want to feel more empowered and more involved in your care, one of the best things you can do is to get involved with the electronic health record of your doctor. Oftentimes there's an email system, there's an online system where you can get labs, you can make appointments, you can ask your doctor questions. The era of the phone call, I think, has been coming to an end for a long time with your physician.
You gotta accept it.
Yeah, I would say that it's next to impossible in certain circumstances to get that person on the phone, and there's a lot of reasons for that. At the bottom of that list is a doctor's desire to talk to you. I think they would want to talk to you. It's just there's a lot that gets in the way. So if you can get involved with this, you know, Northwell, I know, has a system. Back in Montefiore, we definitely had a system. So this is very helpful for us as physicians, and I think for patients, too.
Yeah. I'm on one of those portal type things.
The portal.
Yeah, and you turn around, and it's like, if I call you today, you're busy. I'm here right now, so I can't get an answer. So if you want to answer me a question, you put your question into the portal. Sometimes they answer it during the day. Mm-hmm. It's definitely answered before the next morning.
Yeah, exactly.
And they tell you. If it's an emergency, go to the hospital or call 911.
Right.
So if I have pains in my chest, I'm not telling you I have pains in my chest and shortness of breath. But you turn around and say, you know, I'm taking the pill, but it's bothering me this time. They'll answer. Don't take any more. Give us a call. Ask for so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And that person knows. And it really, it's a major improvement. So you can't complain. It's taken a little bit of the touchy-feely out of it.
Yeah.
But you know what? At the end of the day, the society is getting less touchy-feely.
Yeah.
And I'd rather be healed than say, oh, you know, Doug is giving me a hug.
Yeah, right.
Healed rather than healed.
Right. Yeah. No, it's the truth, though. And these portals are working. And then the other doctors on it can see it.
Yep.
Because recently I asked for one thing. I said, can I take this? And they sent me to the other doctor on it. It's like, that's really not me, John. Check it with so-and-so first. I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
But yes, you know, go through so-and-so.
Yeah, I think it's less personal, but it's sort of where we are in healthcare.
Right.
That's fine. For better, for worse. And ultimately, the goal is health and patient safety and patient and the best communication we can get. And this is a really good way to make sure that happens.
Right. Yeah. No, and I agree with you 100%. And it's, I didn't do it a couple of years ago in Northwell.
Okay.
I said, they gave me this tablet.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not a computer person. This ain't happening in my life. I said, I'm not filling out any tablet. Right. And you even put your credit card in it and everything else.
Yep.
I don't go to the doctor that often. I said, I don't need to fill this out. But then when I got involved a little bit differently, that I had to go more frequently, I said, you know, it does make sense. To get my questions answered, my wife can go on, my business partner, the three of us have the access to it, because if anybody has a question, I don't care. X the question, it doesn't bother me, you can go on.
Yeah, and I can tell you, I check that thing at least twice a day.
Right.
Most times more. You may be busy, but to reply on that takes just a couple of seconds.
That's it.
At most a minute, whereas if you're using the phone, there can be, you know, all kinds of things.
A phone is what we're doing here. It's 10 minutes.
Yep.
So you call 10 of them back. You just you called six of them back, you lost an hour.
Right.
Whereas 10 minutes, you'd answer.
Yeah.
10, 15 people. Keep doing what you're doing. Call me next week. Right. Stop it immediately. Take this. Boom, boom.
Yeah,
and you put the prescription into the doctor, into the, you know, drugstore.
That's what I get from my doctor. It's, the numbers are good. Do it again in a month. Don't change anything.
Right, you're done.
Plus, you can bounce back a few questions back and forth a bit. So, whereas if you are on the phone and you, I forgot to ask this question.
Right.
You have to call back again, and then it's more time. So,
I'm going to suggest, I'm sure you'll agree with it,
every
patient should keep an up-to-date meds list.
Yeah, I mean, that is very, very important. I think that there are barriers to that for certain folks because medicines change a lot. Insurance denies medications. It speaks to the complexity of healthcare. But if they can, that's the best thing to do, is write it down and update it as much as they can. It's also the responsibility of your physician to know your medicines and to ask about them and check in on them and make sure that stuff they prescribe actually makes it to the pharmacy. That's yet an additional challenge of modern healthcare.
I'm thinking if you're walking down the street and you're hit by a car.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I keep a med list in my wallet.
Oh, good. Yeah, of course.
Right.
Just to have it, you know.
Yep.
In the name of my doctor, my primary care doctor, it's important information.
Yeah, I mean, there have been reports from national agencies that have shown us that so many medical errors happen, and most of them are related to medicines. And those errors probably result from miscommunication and not knowing about things. So I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I could see that. It makes sense. And as I said, with the doctors, they have them all. Mm. And I have to give CVS a shout out because I was recently getting a pill but they wouldn't fill because I was on another pill.
Yep.
I said, this interaction is going to be bad. And so they wouldn't fill it. And then the next day, I had to talk to the two doctors. It was two different doctors involved, and both conferred, and they said, we disagree, take them both. So we went back and took them both. And,
okay.
And they, you know, they had to sign off somehow.
Yeah,
it's been
right.
fine. That, that was quite a while ago.
But at least you had a first step.
It was a first step. Because my wife came home and said, you know, we're not supposed to do this. And, you know, there was a caution. And that, I don't know if it was a boy or girl, was doing their job by saying, watch this. And the doctor said, that's fine. In your situation, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Do it. And that's what you want to do. Yeah. I mean, the whole, what we're talking about here is trying to put a humanistic spin on today's healthcare.
Yep.
Which is difficult.
Because
you, I want your knowledge. At the end of the day, I want Doug in my corner. But I have to accept as a senior, he can't be in the corner that I was used to.
Right.
Today's world is a different corner. Right. And I have to learn to go on the portal, or I have to have my kids go on the portal for me. There's nothing wrong with that. And once a week on Sunday night, say, honey, go on, tell, you know, I'm having pains in my chest, my back is, so I can do it for my mother or father and just, like, type it in. And you'll come back that week and say, that's normal.
Yeah.
It's a side effect of this. Everything's good, and I see your mom has an appointment in 2 weeks. Let's stay the course.
Yeah. I think, you know, physicians and patients have to adapt to some extent to the new healthcare reality.
Right.
And that's information technology. That's using the internet, using email. And making the most of what's less and less time as healthcare evolves. So being prepared, but also being flexible, setting your priorities, being your own advocate as a patient, all of these things are essential to making the most of your visit.
They have to work together.
Yep.
Doctor and patient have to work together, and not as antagonists, but as partners.
Right. Yeah. And I, you know, sometimes miscommunication can set you back, but then, you know, just having a moment of honesty with your physician and just saying, oh, that's not important to me. This is what's important to me. Can we just focus on this?
Yeah.
Or the physician saying, asking them what's most important to you if the patient's a little more shy, that kind of thing.
We only have another minute, but the other thing which I think is very important, you don't have to stay with the doctor.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
If you and I are not getting along, if I was your patient, vice versa, we're getting along here already. I know it within an hour and a half hour. But if we're not getting along, then nothing wrong in saying, guess what, I need somebody else. This is not working for you and I.
Right.
And my first line needs to be, I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable what Doug's telling me. This is not for me.
John, one problem with that, more and more you see group practices.
Mm-hmm.
So, right.
And you know that if you're not happy with this doctor,
yep.
but you want to go to that doctor, the same group, it gets a little awkward. Or in your own mind, it gets a little more awkward. But it's medicine has changed.
Yeah, I agree. But actually, we're out of time. And I want to honestly take a moment to thank Doug so much. Dr. Lambert. Okay,
yes.
We've gone from Doug to Dr. Lambert. No, he's earned that. I mean, we're talking Doug because he's a great guy and we've really gotten a wealth of information, but he's earned the title. So it's
yes.
Dr. Lambert who has come here this morning to help us out. I appreciate everything. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.